I used to go casino all the time. I know I shouldn't, but I was just, when I was broke, I needed hope. I'd rather go casino and go broke just for that 30 minutes of hope on the way there. Maybe I'm going to pull it off. Mm-hmm. You know, I needed hope. Mm-hmm. So I used to go casino all the time. And I thought, if I ever get rich, I'm going to open one of these motherfuckers, you know? And obviously opening a casino is extremely difficult. I was commentating for a cage fighting show in Romania called RXF. I was commentating for it, and one of the sponsors of it is a casino company. And the casino owns these small casinos all around Eastern Europe. There's no live dealer. It's just arcade machine, like slots machines. Mm-hmm. And I went up to the owner, who's the sponsor. He was on the VIP table. I said, excuse me, that I want to talk some business with you, blah, blah, blah. Spoke to him. I said, look, I want to open some casinos. And he said, well, why do I need to open a casino with you? Mm-hmm. I've already got 400 locations. We're turning over 10 million euro a day. If I want to open a casino, I just take a picture of a location, send it in a WhatsApp group, and 2 months later, it's a casino. I don't need anybody. I was like, okay, I understand, but I want to get involved in this business. So one way or another, we're going to work together. He's like, well, if you can come up with something I'm interested in, let me know, right? Mm-hmm. So I was going back and forth with him for a year, and I was thinking, how can I get this guy to let me franchise his casinos? And eventually, I came up with the following battle plan, which he agreed to. I came to him and said, look, I'll pay to set up the entire casino with your branding, all my money, so you don't have to put in any money. I'll give you a percentage of turnover, not profit. So even if it's not profitable, doesn't matter to you because you get a percentage of turnover.
Oh.
And I will open up directly next door to your number one competitor. So I'll go to war for you with my money.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to go right next door to your number one competitor with my money. You ain't got no risk for you. Even if it doesn't make any money, you're getting paid off the turnover. And it's just going to take, it's going to take some money from your competitor. I'm taking all the risk on this, right?
Wow.
And he agreed. He said, okay, let's do it. So when he did that, the casinos start to open. Then I thought, okay, so how do I get these casinos full? So my first casino opened up. We were doing okay. We were making a bit of money. And then I realized there was a Starbucks two doors down. I saw a lot of people going out to Starbucks. It was like, coffee. So I put up these massive signs saying free coffee. Mm. And I got us a barista, and I got us a big-ass coffee machine. Starbucks level, the best possible coffee machine. So, and the point was, why would you go pay $5 for coffee? You can come get free coffee with me. Gamble your $5. You might get lucky. So we started. That worked because I'm a genius. Started to make a bunch of money. Then Bear Bug came. Yeah.
Damn.
So the casinos are currently closed in Romania. So I've been dealing with that. And this goes to show how you have to be adaptable, right? So since the Bear Bug thing came, because of the casinos, because I'm paying 15 leases, I have all these costs that I've lost maybe $4 million since the beginning of Corona. But I made $10 million somewhere else.